Good morning, everyone. It's a pretty cold morning. I'm all bunged up, as you can probably hear. But I don't know why. I feel it. I mean, I sound it. I don't really feel it that much. And then I think it's usually the central heating. We haven't had the central heating on. I've only just gone up. I've been awake since about 8 o'clock. I don't know, I think it's about 9:30 now. I just managed to surface and I'm going to make breakfast for everyone. It's nothing very exciting. Well, Connor's gone to work, but the other two are having lunch on. And poor old his coffee up there. I'm having an ordinary one. I don't know whether he's working tomorrow. Sorry, I know these packets make a horrible noise. I'll try not to talk over it. I don't know. He doesn't see work scheduled till today. Ronan wants 2 chocolate croissants for his breakfast. So I'll put them all on a tray side by side. They're all friends. Don't mind me. I'll let that actually heat up for a minute. Now, what are we having to drink? Ronan and I are having tea. Actually, you could make it in the teapot, I suppose. Obi wants a mocha. It's my last Natural Health mocha. I've had a bit of trouble. Well, I've had a big lot of trouble with my internet shop yesterday. Now, I use a variety of... where have I put the lid? Can't use the teapot without the lid, can I? I guess I need to water the pot. Fill the kettle first. I usually use Tesco's. I have used Ocado, Sainsbury's, occasionally Iceland and Asda. Tesco's I'm used to. I've got hundreds of favourites. They do the biggest selection of vegetarian things that's pre-cooked. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about vegetarian ingredients like lentils and split peas and stuff like that. Because all supermarkets do those in equal... Well, I don't think Iceland do as much stuff like that, but most do those things in equal quantities from my experience. I'm talking about like the corn stuff. Now, Tesco's do a big range of corn. I do like some of the corn range. I like the corn... I will use corn mince and things and, you know, occasionally I like corn sausage rolls or something like that. Or the corn cocktail sausages and the scotch eggs. Sorry, I'm trying to find the cups that I would want to have first thing in the morning. but Tesco's have their own meat-free range, which I really like. And, sorry about this. And of course, that's their own range, and they do vary. It's a lot of the meat-free range I don't like, you know. I try these things and I think, oh, I won't have that again. And some of them I do like. And they'll do them for a while, and then they'll stop. Baked, and they just have a little round thing, and they do nut cutlets and stuff like that. And every so often they'll change and they won't, you know, they won't do certain things anymore. I think those crustables can go in now. And so, for that reason, also, I've been using them since they started, and, you know, these are awful substitutions, things not available, but a few years ago, they went over to, instead of picking from the normal supermarket, they went over to a dedicated online supermarket, like a warehouse, I suppose, and since they've been using that, the availability of food has been, like, improved by 99%, I'd say. You know, whether they say, oh, these things are out of stock, they're not. Very, very rarely are things out of stock. This is my experience. They're not the cheapest supermarket, but they're not the most expensive either. But they're pretty reliable. I mean, I've had some awful experiences with them, with when they've had delays and things like that. Even last year, you know, turning up at 11 o'clock at night. And all this stuff, but basically I've been pretty satisfied with them. But you know, a change is as good as rest and all that, so before Christmas I did a couple of Asda shops, and the first one was mainly pet food. I just stocked up on pet food, and that was okay. Pretty much everything came. So that was pretty okay. So I did two big shops at Christmas. I did Asda and Tesco's. What am I looking for? Oh, Obi's Mocha. I can find it in all this stuff. Global. Every time I use it, I think, I hope this is the right one. Otherwise, I'll end up having it, I think. I could have sworn that was the end of the packet yesterday. There was one more left. Smells like Mocha to me. We did a big shop, and okay, it was a couple of hundreds worth of food, so you expect there probably will be some substitutions. There were 22, and the thing's not available, but okay, it wasn't bad, you know what I mean? It was acceptable. So I did another one this week, and again it was a couple of £100, £250-something, you know, for four of us, that's what you expect to pay, really, especially with three men. And so, it turned up, and usually the drivers are lovely. He was a really miserable so-and-so, you know, it was all much too much hard work for him. They'd left a crate last time. And they left the crate with some of the frozen stuff in it, and he said, I think he left it for me this morning before so that I'd know which was frozen, because we don't have a huge amount of frozen food usually. Okay. And so that was okay. So this time I wanted to get rid of it, so I said, there's a crate there, can you take it please from that side? They left it last time. He says, okay. And so then he asked me where I wanted to the shopping, and said, can you just leave it there, meaning it was just outside my kitchen door. And he said, do you want me to leave it in the crates? Now, I know you're meant to take it out of the crates, but usually, knowing that under time constraints. You know, they've got people on their back, you know, they've got to deliver at a certain time. So, you know, you're the best one in the world. When you're totally blind, being totally blind, things take longer. So whereas they can do it in a couple of minutes, it's going to take me a bit longer to get everything out. Then I've got to find a space to put it. And, you know, things do take that bit longer. He wasn't the patient type, I could tell that. So I said, no, he said, shall I leave the crates? And I thought, I don't want all these bloody crates everywhere. I don't want 250 quid's worth of crates all over my house, thank you. I only had one before. I know you can stack them inside one another, but even so, I don't want them here. So I said, no, could you take them out, please? He didn't want to do it, basically. So he did it grudgingly. The only person he was nice to, was when he came in the door and landed, was behind the door. He said, oh, hello, little fella. He was pretty antisocial. Not that I expect them to be sociable, but most of them are very friendly and nice and can't do enough for you. And it's not, I don't expect it, but I do expect to be spoken to kind of politely and not. I felt like a nuisance, if you know what I mean, which is not nice. Poor Obi's coughing this morning. My nicely warmed teapot. Now this is all stewing and brewing. I've made the tea and now I can't get the lid on. It's fiddly, this tea probably was. That's it, I think. I hope it is. So anyway, he went and that was that. And then we started to put, me and Roland started to put the stuff away and we started to notice there was quite a few bits missing. So I said, oh, for goodness sake. And then I'd ordered this steamer. I can't remember if I said that my steamer packed up on Christmas Day. And I do like to have a steamer, but I couldn't really justify the cost of a £30 one because the last one I got from Tesco's didn't last a year. When you use them a lot, they do. I think it's the lime scale, probably. So I thought, well, I'll get one of these ones. They had one that goes on top of the hob. My mum's got one, you know, and it's probably not, it's not as big, you haven't got the capacity, but it'll do for now. It's useful. So I ordered that, and it was substituted with a pan, a three-piece pan set. Now, I didn't really need any saucepans, but I thought, well, some of mine aren't very big, so maybe these are bigger. So I said, okay, I'll have it. Well, when we looked at that, the box was battered. When we took the saucepans out, they were so small, they weren't in depth terms. You know, maybe okay for one person, maybe. Let me feed my dog first. I'll take him out. They may be okay for one person. But then the problem was there was only two of them, and it clearly stated three-piece on the substitution on the box, and there was even a picture of these three saucepans. So someone's obviously opened the box up and taken one of the saucepans. Well, welcome to it. Anyway, so I called them. I explained what happened. I went through, Ronan was with me, so I was able to give the lady on the phone all the product numbers for the items that were missing, and some of the substitutions, they were supposed to be substituted, but the substitutes weren't there. So I explained all that to her about the saucepans and everything. She said, okay, she'll pass it on to the store and they will call me back. Of course, this was about 3 o'clock and no one called me back. Got to about 7:30 and I had enough, so I rang them again and they said they've passed it on to the store. And so I said, okay, I'm not very impressed, I said, because, you know, you'd think when they make such a mess up as this, because it was quite a few items, and if it had been tested, they would have just refunded it, but these lot were wanted to re-deliver it, which is okay, but I would have preferred it on the same day. So anyway, I said, well, is there any, you know, is it possible, you know, is there any point in me ringing them myself? And they said, yes, you can do that. So I said, okay, I will. So I had a lot of trouble getting through, but I got through to somebody, and he said, oh yes, they'll ring you in the morning. I've got a note, I'm not here tomorrow morning, but you know, it's my day off, but I'll assure you someone will ring you, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I know it's not your fault, but I said, I'm not very impressed that, you know, one way or another, you've got my money. So you either should refund it or deliver the items. And he said, well, someone will ring you in the morning to redelivery. I said, will it be tomorrow? Oh, I hope so. And I thought, well come on now. Anyway, it's 10 o'clock. And guess what? No, I haven't heard from them yet. And I'm really not amused about it because it's really getting on my nerves now. And he said, I told him about the saucepans. He said, don't worry, we'll get someone to pick another one off the shelf. And I said, look, unless they've got the steamer, I don't want them. I want a refund on that. Because it's no use to me. It's no use whatsoever to me. No use whatsoever, because even if I was on my own, being totally blind, those saucepans are dangerous because they've got metal handles for a start, which I never like. But not only that, they're too shallow. They're so shallow, they're ridiculous. I told them, I said, they're like doll saucepans from a doll set. And that's not far wrong either. Are these croissants done? Oh yes, they are. They're not burnt though, so we're okay. I'm gonna wait on my dearly beloveds. We're both in bed. I hope he didn't get home till like midnight because he worked till 11 on the gates. And it was freezing and all cold. That's the sort of job that's better to do in the summer, but you don't realise it has to stand like that. You're standing for 9 hours. It's a long time. Right, okay, I'm going to put you in my pocket and take you with me on a journey up the stairs. I'm sorry if my phone's talking, but I think I touched something. Right, let's take the croissants first. Okay. Take their drinks. Actually, I think I will take. I haven't poured our tea yet, so I'll take Obi's coffee. And it's easier to carry a drink in a plate than two drinks, I think. When you're totally blind. That's my phrase of the day. Right, okay, here I go. I'm not holding it right. I've got to hold it by the handle. That's it. Not by my hand round it. I will take my dog on in a minute. The other one has nearly come down. Vivi? Here you go, darling. Breakfast is served.
Again in bed.
You had it twice this week.
Thank you,
there you go. I hope that's all right. I've left a spoon in there. Well, quick, take it. So you can stir it. I hope it's okay. Let me know if there's anything else I can do with it. I'll tip it down the sink. Huh?
Thank you.
Okay. Time to heat it. I don't want to put it on, but that's how quickly it heats up here. And let's pour our tea next. I hope this lid's on properly. It actually kind of doesn't look like it is. We'll soon find out. So far so good. Uh oh, here comes Lammy. Okay, I'll feed you in a minute, boy. I'll take you both out. I'll probably eat my breakfast walking around, sorting the animals out. That's what I usually do. Just remembered. I put two sugars in his tea. I'm going to keep my voice down. He always asks for three. I don't give him three. So, he might complain. Let's hope he won't notice. I'm sure he won't. Oh,
me up, man.
What?
Whoops.
You're on audio, boo.
This is Trash Corner.
So did?
This is a
trash corner. Oh, that lady again.
Yeah, well, the PA.
Close your eyes. I'm
going
to have to take their lives.
No.
Alright, alright. Yeah. There you go. What are you watching? Is it good?
I don't like
this one. Oh, sorry. Oh, you didn't like the cup. Alright. I don't actually like those cups. There's very few cups we've got that I do like. That's why it takes me so long to find the one I want. Alright, come on, dog. Paper, let's go.
Sorry if I'm touching the microphone. Come on, boys. Good boys. Go on, quick. Oh, it's pretty cold out here, Small. The birds are singing. It's very quiet in the school. It's not their playtime yet. Ugh, it's a bit wet everywhere. Oh, it's cold. You finished? Come on, boy. Sit. Wait, wait. Come on, then. Off you go. Oh. Sit. Go on then, here you go. Now, where Lammy's at? Oh, it's really cold out there. There's Lammy. Come on, I'll just get you your breakfast, Lamb. And I can sit down and have mine at last. Cold croissant. Oh, I beg your pardon. That was Lammy, I assure you, everyone, not me. Okay, now, let's get his bowl. Find it. Mind you, he's got so many. They all have. There's no shortage of bowls now. Whoops-a-daisy. Excuse that banging. Oh, this feels horribly messy. Yuck. Here you go. Taste of my tea. Very nice. It's hotter than when you make it in the cup, obviously. But you really notice it, especially because I warm the pot. And I haven't got a tea cozy, you see. I don't want one. There's my croissant. It is. Let's taste a bit of that. Anyway, everyone, I'll speak soon.